All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Oh, buddy. Thursday, the 10th of January. Nice to have you on a chilly Thursday afternoon. And despite my tone, I'm in a good mood. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about, but I'm just going to jump right in. I don't believe in wasting time. And look, maybe it's a statement on my life that I stayed up late watching Pistons-Lakers. I did. Guilty. And the reason I ended up staying up to watch the whole thing is just, it was a car wreck. I couldn't take my eyes off it. I was fascinated once we found out that Tom Gorris was going to be courtside. The other day when I exploded about the Pistons and said he should be forced to watch the mess he's created, I didn't realize he would go to the Laker game. I thought there'd be a shot he'd go to the Clipper game, but I digress. The point is, he was there. He was courtside. And watching this team, they never tried. They never played like they cared. And maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe none of what I'm about to say is true. But your owner is courtside. My guess would be he was in the locker room before the game. And certainly it's a fair assumption to say players knew the owner was there, right? For the players, all of them, mind you, all of them, for the players to go out and play like a bunch of dogs in front of the man who signs their check, I find that amazing. Now, I think Gorris is awful, okay? I think he's clueless. However, he still signs their paycheck, right? That team last night, and I know none of you watched, their effort on a scale of 1 to 10 was about a 2. No hyperbole. It was about a 2. Andre Drummond on back-to-back games looked like he was a housewife on a transcontinental flight, Xanaxed out of his mind. Like the lady who's afraid of flying, who knocks back the bottle of cab and the Xanax to sleep on the flight to Paris. Andre Drummond was a dog last night. It got to a point in the third quarter where he was damn near intentionally goaltending. It was outer space. Hell, we even have what we think is Tom Gorris yelling at Andre from the stands, sounding like he had a hell of a good time. Woof. The worst thing to ever happen to this franchise was Platinum Equity. That's the worst thing to ever happen to him. The combination of Gorris cronies and, you know, palace lifers that are calling the shots here locally while Tom's enjoying Beverly Hills remotely. What a disaster. But I wanted to ask the question. If last night doesn't get this guy's attention, is it fair to then say this man has absolutely no care factor? Not knowledge. I know he has no idea what he's doing with basketball. I know that in my heart. He has no idea what he's doing. And his comments after the game prove that. He has no clue. But care factor is something different. Care factor, you try. You make decisions. And it might not be the right decision, but you care, right? If he doesn't react after what he watched last night, is it fair for me to say that this man simply does not give a damn about this at all? Because that is different than saying, I don't think this man knows what he's doing. It's a wholly separate operation. It'd be like if I tried to do Sully's job, part of Sully's job, and run the board. No, I care. I do. I don't want to screw up. I don't want to look like an idiot, but I would look like an idiot because I don't know what I'm doing. They're two separate things. But I thought it was fascinating last night with Gorris courtside that his team went out against the Lakers without LeBron and got punked. And they didn't try. The effort was awful. Blake Griffin with a very cryptic comment in the postgame, and then the media session cut short saying that they, quote, didn't manage the trip well? What does that mean? I mean, you want to talk about speculating? What are you trying to tell me? Your teammates were out at Mansion until 6 a.m. getting bombed on bottle service? What are you trying to say? This whole thing has a toxicity to it. And as I said to you early in the week, I'm going to say it to you again. You need to prepare for Blake Griffin's representatives to demand a trade this summer. Blake Griffin is not going to sit here for years on end. And this summer, a lot of teams have cap space. And many of them won't get the free agents they want. That's when you look to the trade market. That's when Blake Griffin becomes a target. If you don't think Blake Griffin knows that, or his business manager, or his agent, or the people in his inner circle, if you don't think they know that, you're not paying attention. And Blake can go in the Ringer or the Athletic and talk about how happy he is here. Guys, let's cut the crap. Playing here is the equivalent of going 35 miles an hour on 696. And you're watching everybody else in the fast lane and you're going, damn, that looks like a good time. Last night in front of the owner, Blake Griffin finished the game without a rebound. Andre Drummond didn't try. He was completely disinterested. And as a team, they didn't even make an attempt to play defense. Now, I'm a noted member of the Kyle Kuzma fan club. Like, I like him quite a bit. I've thought he's better than Lonzo Ball from the time they got drafted to now. Like, Lonzo's just not good. Kyle Kuzma scored 41 of the easiest points you'll ever see because no one was guarding him. And sure, there were a couple of tough shots, but let's be honest, man. The amount of wide-open three-pointers because they were blowing defensive assignments or not closing out, guys, those are effort plays. Mental effort, physical effort. That's in front of the owner. And again, the owner's not around, so he was last night. Last night, the most unsurprising thing that would have taken place would have been the Pistons playing really well. You know, Blake Griffin, you're a millionaire. You work for a billionaire, right? Don't tell me that it doesn't matter. Now, if the owner's there every night and you see this kind of effort, it's a different discussion. I was just watching it last night, and I couldn't stop. I couldn't believe what I was watching. But Gorus's comments after the game are equally disturbing. Now, we have some audio. We've got two things. I want Mike to read the quotes by Tom Gorus, and then we can back them up because we have some great audio for you. Brian Windhorst of ESPN, he was on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which Matt Derry hosts. Look, great audio by Windhorst. That's a respected basketball journalist about the Pistons and where they're headed. I want you to listen to what Mike says. I'll play you the audio at 2:15, though. It's unbelievable to me. But take a listen. This was, who was he talking to after the game?
This was actually Rod Beard during halftime. A little halftime interview with Mr. Gorse. So, here's the quotes. Mr. Gorse, I like this team. I think they can work through the adversity. Whether we want to say it or not, this team expects to be in the playoffs. This team does expect excellence. You have Andre and Blake, and these are major, major players. He also went on, you know what, I'm not going to read all this. Talked about they, you know, couldn't expect more from Blake. We have a culture of winning, stuff like that. We have to shoot better. But then he also said a comment at the end. He said, we have something very good going on here, simply put.
Tell me one positive thing this team has going on right now. I'm honestly ready to elevate Tom Gorus into being the worst owner in basketball. Above Glenn Taylor, above Robert Sarver, above James freaking Dolan.
Jeez.
Honestly, I think Tom Gorus might be the worst owner in this sport. And it's not close. Because the combination of not knowing what the hell you're talking about and not caring, man, is that really dangerous. And I think I can say, at least on surface, it looks like this man doesn't care. If you don't shake this up and blow it up and rebuild, you're looking at another 10 years of this.
Oh.
You realize they haven't had a draft pick higher than seventh since 03? Well, what's that netted you? Realistically. I bitched about it in 08, 09, before Gores bought this team. And then when Gores bought it, we talked about rebuilding. We talked about how can, what, when Gores says we have something good going on here, or we have a culture of winning, you're pulling that out of your ass. I don't care how much money Tom Gorse has in his bank account. I don't care that he can buy things 100 times over. That doesn't make him smart. mean, sure, you can be good at one thing and not good at another. Example, I'm really good at radio. I'm really bad at puzzles. Like, I don't tell me that because Tom Gores is good at buying dilapidated companies, stripping them down and making them profitable and then selling them, that all of a sudden I have to respect his basketball acumen or his care factor. Tom Gores needs to earn our respect. Tom Gores needs to show that this is more than a real estate play. And when he talks the way he talks at halftime, or behaves the way he behaves, or the fact that he's never here to watch this garbage, I'm sorry, but no, he is rising to be the worst owner in this sport. And that's saying something, because the NBA's got some really bad, flawed owners. Go ahead, Mike.
My favorite quote is one of the first ones I read when he says, it almost sounds like a kid, you have Andre and Blake, and these are major, major players.
Man. Let me throw the number out, 248-539-9797. I don't want to yell. I'm trying to preserve my voice. I'm fighting that a little bit this week, but man, am I pissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.